You're listening to Let's Do Lunch, and we're at the Tree Restaurant at the Lodge at Woodlock. And joining me now is our lovely server, Mallory. Hi.
Hello. Hello there.
Tell me about this menu. What sort of items are on the dinner menu? What would you recommend?
Well, right now we're in our fall menu, so we're doing a lot with squashes, pumpkin, a lot of root vegetables coming straight from our garden. That's called the Blackmore Garden, and we've had it for about 4 years now.
You actually grow your own vegetables.
Yep, exactly. We have a beautiful team out there. They're doing such a great job with their soil knowledge and really creating a really healthy environment for everything to grow. Also right now we're doing a lot of like heavy meats, I'd say, like lamb, short ribs. We're doing a lot of veal right now, kind of like the heartier meals. So,
what are some of the specialties? What would you recommend?
I always recommend here the lamb. The lamb is phenomenal. We sous vide it, actually, so it's cooked at an even temperature throughout, so it has a bursting bright pink color. The short ribs are very good, and then we always have seafood specials, and they come in fresh every day, and they're always delicious and paired with a lot of fresh herbs and bright colors.
Okay, so for somebody like me, let's say, who doesn't eat meat, so tell me about the seafood special.
Okay, so tonight we have pan-seared sea scallops.
I don't eat scallops, but tell me anyway.
Sorry.
Tell me about it.
Okay, so that's coming with a black bean puree, pico de gallo, and a chili oil.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other selections of fish?
Yes, so tonight we also have a Chilean sea bass, and that melts in your mouth, the sea bass. And that comes with a black Thai sticky rice, I think bok choy, and then a tamari seasoning.
Okay, so I'm going to take a look at the menu. Thank you so much. And we'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, sounds good.
So, Mallory, tell me about some of these specialty drinks that you have here at the Tree Restaurant.
All right, so we call some of our cocktails clean cocktails, and that means that we have freshly juiced every ingredient or that it's organic and from our garden. So if it's a clean cocktail, we've sourced everything ourselves. Now, we do that mostly in the summer. We still do have the clean cocktails, but now we're doing a lot with chai tea. We did have a matcha cocktail, which was really cool because that's like very in fashion right now. And we're doing a lot with honey because we just had a really nice crop of honey come in.
So honey right out the window here, yes. is in the drink.
Yes. Yep. So we have paired with our whiskey. Jefferson's whiskey made us our own batch of bourbon. Our sommelier went and selected and tasted and made ourselves a specific batch that we could use just for the Tree Restaurant.
What's the name of that drink?
This one right here, the maple honey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds lovely. Also, what was striking me was the Harvest Moon. Is that very sweet?
The Harvest Moon, we really try not to make anything too sweet, and we don't use any sour mix or simple syrup. So we usually use agave nectar, which has a lower glycemic level, and then it's not as that potently sweet, but just sweet enough that you taste it.
But you had me at the honey.
I know.
Oh, cool. Okay, so I will have one of those. And, hon, what do you want?
I'm going to have a Kettle One Dirty Martini.
You're in the heart of Hawley, Pennsylvania, and you're ordering the same drink that you would get at home.
All right. You're twisting my arm. Let's see. We'll try the mule.
Tell us about that drink.
People really like that. It comes with black mission fig. It's just something about the glass that it comes in. It comes in a little mug, and people like to hold it in their two hands and just sip from it. And it just has a very nice flavor to it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So I'll try some of his.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Okay. Excited for our drinks. Okay, Mallory, what they're so cute. What is this here?
All right, so before the food comes out, we do like to start off with a chef's amuse-bouche. Amuse-bouche is a French term. It means entertainment for the mouth. We like to say it's a little gift from the chef before your food starts to come out. And it's just a little tiny tasting just to kind of awaken your senses and get your palate ready for your main courses to come through. So tonight we have a roasted tomato and roasted red pepper bisque with freshly chopped basil.
And it's chilled.
It is hot, actually.
Oh, it's hot.
It is hot.
Oh, okay. Lovely.
I didn't want to surprise you when you tasted it.
My mouth would have been, wah!
But yes, so enjoy.
Okay, I'm gonna take a sip here. Oh my gosh, you know, let's come. You can really taste the honey that is so, and what is that floating on the top there?
That's a piece of star anise. Mm-hmm. So that, actually when they cook this, they melt down the honey so it's more liquefied, and then they fill it with cinnamon sticks, star anise, cardamom, nutmeg to really infuse the honey, and then that kind of makes that really nice flavor in the drink. Mm-hmm.
So this is also nice, I think, for after dinner. It has that sort of an aperitif kind of flavor.
Yep, because this one is a little bit more on the sweeter side.
And I'm going to taste my husband's Moscow Mule here. Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That has gin in it. That's that one's a little bit drier, I'd say. A little bit more like lime forward.
All right. Thanks, Mallory. I'm drunk already. I can't. So tell me the way this works. There's three courses. How does it work?
Yeah, so there are three courses. We do have dessert at the end as well. And we do strongly encourage everyone to order all three. Some people think they're going to get too full, but really we do pace it and we have the portions right so that you can enjoy all three courses.
Yeah, because everybody thinks because you stay at a spa that the food is going to be like teeny weeny and you're not going to be you're not going to be full.
Yeah, I think our philosophy from the very beginning has always been just healthy nourishment. And we were never about calorie counts or super rigid menus or anything like that. We wanted to give people a very satisfying and sensory experience and still have it be healthy and nourishing.
Because I noticed some of these have vegan choices, some are vegetarian choices.
Yeah. Gluten-free also, over the years, it's been more and more gluten-free.
So describe to me the first course, some of the selections. Tell me about those.
Yes, yeah, so we have the white bean and kale soup, which is a really nice, hearty, thick soup. A lot of our soups here are purees, so this one's special in that you get that chunky experience. The hummus plate, that's topped with a beautiful olive oil and smoked paprika. It comes with naan bread, which is kind of cool, the naan bread, the Indian flair with that, and crudite, which is raw vegetables. Then we have the Brussels sprouts, which is everyone's favorite.
Right, because people are going to be eating a lot of Brussels sprouts during Thanksgiving,
yes,
too.
Yeah, when we have large groups come, we usually do family-style service, and everyone always asks for more Brussels sprouts, definitely, because everyone just loves them so much. And then the last thing there is the house-made pumpkin ricotta cheese flatbread, or crostini, excuse me. So we make the, we infuse the ricotta cheese with pumpkin puree and fill that with some nice fall spices.
What looks good for you? What are you thinking?
Ooh, I think the soup is what I'm thinking about to start.
Okay, if you're going to get soup, I'm going to try something different because I always get hummus, I always get Brussels sprouts, so I'm going to try the homemade pumpkin ricotta crostini.
Beautiful. That's really interesting. It's different with the pumpkin in there. It's very nice.
Okay, and the second course, tell me about that.
All right, so the second course we're doing the organic beet and arugula salad. It comes with a nice peppery or arugula lettuce from our garden. And then the beets, sometimes we mix in some candy beets, which is like a light fuchsia color. And then other times we have the classic red beet. And they're always delicious. You don't need anything on them. You can just eat them plain right out of the oven. And the other salad is a Willow Wisp Farm bib lettuce salad. Now, Willow Wisp is one of our local providers.
Lovely. Okay, I'm going to have the Willow Wisp Farm just because it's so pretty to say. Yeah. What, do you want to get the other salad?
I'm going for the organic beet and arugula salad.
Gorgeous. Okay, and last but not least, these main courses look so delicious. People might want to have one of each, I have a feeling.
Yeah, a lot of people have a hard time choosing, for sure, and they're always asking, or a lot of times it's funny, people are like, well, if you could get this, maybe I could try that, and then some people are like, oh no, I need to eat this whole thing. So there's always, you know, strategic planning. I really think lamb, like people don't often cook it in their homes, so I always like to recommend, let us cook the lamb for you.
And that says it's Dijon and panko crusted. That sounds good.
Yeah, and that is a much more milder lamb. A lot of people say, you know, when they come here, some people come here 3 times a year and always get the lamb because they know it's going to be delicious. And then the strip steak, that's kind of, you know, a favorite for the men that are coming to the spa with their wives and are like, oh, I hope there's something good to eat here.
Because half the time men don't come to spas because they want to be healthy. They come to be with their wives.
Right, exactly. So that's always a crowd pleaser for the men. And then the sea bass is very delicate. It just melts in your mouth. It's cooked perfectly. The risotto is really interesting because they plate it in a deconstructed way. So the crab is actually sautéed on the side, and the risotto comes in like a little pyramid. So that one's interesting. The plate up's very different. And then the ravioli is delicious. They are so delicious. I definitely recommend those.
That's the butternut squash and ricotta ravioli. Which wouldn't go well with my homemade pumpkin ricotta crostini.
Yeah. That might be
overkill pumpkin.
Yeah. Overkill pumpkin, yeah. Right. This one's very interesting, the cauliflower steak. A lot of people are hesitant to order something vegetarian who like to eat meat because they're not sure if it's going to be filling enough. But people say that this dish is very well balanced, very satisfying, and we take the whole cauliflower and make fillets out of it, and then we pan sear it, marinate it just like you would meat, but it's a cauliflower, so it's a cauliflower steak.
Well, you know, everybody's eating riced cauliflower now.
Yeah, that's very true. Yep, so cauliflower is having a big moment in the world right now.
Yes, big comeback for cauliflower.
Yep. Definitely.
She's too cute. And tell me about the roasted mushroom stroganoff.
Yeah, so the stroganoff is our vegan take on the dish. Usually it's a beef stroganoff, but we use shiitake, maitake, and oyster mushrooms in ours. It's delicious, and it has a very strong sherry wine taste, which makes it extra, extra good.
Oh my gosh, I can't decide between the sea bass and now the roasted mushroom stroganoff.
Ooh, roasted mushroom stroganoff. Absolutely.
You think I should get that one?
Oh, yeah. You get sea bass any place.
This is true. You sound good, honey, on the radio.
Oh, I give good radio, yeah.
What are you going to get?
I'm going to try the rack. Oh, yeah.
And you can't get that anywhere?
Not a good rack.
This is a PG-rated podcast, but
only
okay.
Certain lines would go in that direction.
Okay, so Mallory, I'm going to have the roasted mushroom stroganoff.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful choice. All right, how would you like your lamb?
How would you recommend having it?
Medium rare, for sure. The chefs like it in its purest state, I'd say. So the medium rare to medium is where it is best and most tender.
All right, we're looking forward. Thank you. When did you start working here? How did you come to work here at the Tree Restaurant?
I started working here probably about 5 years ago, maybe a little bit more. It was just such a nice place. When we heard that was being built in our area, we were like, what? This is crazy. Like a world-renowned spa in our little woods. This can't be. And it really is just so nice to have in the area. And it's a really nice place to work. Very nice.
So you grew up here?
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, yep, born and raised. And I think as a child, I kind of was like, oh, gosh, like what's more left in the world? You know, I'm just lived in the woods all my life. But I went off to college and did that, and then I just came home and really fell in love with it. So it's beautiful here. It's absolutely beautiful.
So have you ever stayed here with your girlfriends and had like a little party of your own?
No, it is nice though because we do get birthday vouchers for our birthdays, so we can have a spa day or come to dinner. And then it is nice in the wintertime when the weather is bad and we're back in the morning or staff can't come in. We are able to sleep over. So then it's kind of like we're getting paid to stay here and have like a nice bed and a nice shower.
You kind of wish for snow, right? Yeah, so you could stay over.
Yeah. So it's not a bad day when the snow comes. Yeah.
It must be beautiful here in the snow.
It is. It's very cozy. I think winter is my favorite season here. There's more to do, certainly, in the summer. and the springtime, but the winter is just so cozy, and the way the snow falls on the trees, it's just be really pretty.
Lovely. So we're looking forward to our second course, and that will be coming shortly, yes?
Yeah, I'll go check on it for you, okay?
Thank you. Okay, Wade has brought over our second course, which is the bib salad and the beets. So how did you come to work here at the Tree Restaurant at the Lodge at Woodlawn? Are you also from the area as well?
I live in Honesdale, which is about 20 minutes away, but I've been all over the place. I was born in California, lived in Oregon, Washington, New Mexico, but grew up mainly in Pennsylvania.
Very cool. Do you take advantage of the spa here as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. How could you not? How could you not? It's so relaxing, you know. They give us a lot of opportunities to try all the things out in the spa.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to start on our salads. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll check back later. Enjoy.
If you're just joining us, this is Let's Do Lunch. We're at the Tree Restaurant at the Lodge at Woodlawn. Mallory, I don't know if I could eat another thing, but okay. Twist my arm. What do you got?
All right, so tonight for the dessert special, we have a raw chocolate cherry pie. The crust on it is kind of like a Lara bar. It's dates and nuts, which is very nice. It's made with coconut oil, when it's in the fridge, kind of gets nice and firm. And dark chocolate, of course, because it is vegan and gluten-free. We also have pumpkin gelato, which is very, very good. And the sorbets tonight are raspberry and blood orange.
It's a pumpkin theme going on here tonight, I think.
Yeah. We like our squashes here, definitely. Any squash we can get our hands on, we really like to use. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
I think now we also have our full dessert list as well, but I do like that raw chocolate cherry pie. And on the menu, there's also an apple cheesecake, and that's very good as well.
What's in the apple cheesecake besides apples and cheese?
Well, we do something interesting. We pop popcorn and salt it and put a little caramel sauce on it. And then that is the crust of that cheesecake.
I'm going to take a little look at this dessert menu. Wonderful. What are you feeling?
I'm going to try the chocolate cake. Sounded great.
Okay, so if he's going to have the chocolate cake, I'm going to have, what was the one with the popcorn again?
The cheesecake, apple cheesecake.
Okay, I'll try that because, you know, popcorn's not fattening, right? You could have tons of it.
Exactly.
I don't care, you know, here you go. So tell me, what is your favorite part about working here at the Tree Restaurant?
I think my favorite part is, it is, even though it does get chaotic in the kitchen and it still maintains kind of like a zen quality to it. I think that working here, the kind of calmed and peaceful way about the place does rub off to you in the workplace as well. And I think that the people who work here are very special. I think they all do such a great job. And when I come to work every day, it feels like I'm going into family, not just coworkers or anything. So that's what I like most about it.
Aw, Mallory, thank you so much. You've been a wonderful server.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I hope you had a great time.
Thank you.
Let's do lunch. Serving up conversations with chefs, winemakers, and celebrities. Wining and dining, Robin Milling delivers the dish to you.